Welcome to Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
So happy you all are here. And wow, here we are again to talk about something amazing. What's the name of the topic today?
Today's topic is moment to momentum.
Ooh. You know, it sounds like one of those hot button topics that like the public speakers talk about in their speeches. You know, it has alliteration. And for those of you that don't know me, I love alliteration. Maybe because my name is Gogo and I have two G's in my name and two O's in my name. There's a lot of repetitiveness there. And so I love to moment to momentum. All right. I love it. And I'm here for it. Natasha, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm excited to be back in the booth. The last episode that we recorded, whichever one that was, we were playing these in whatever order. But the last one we recorded, we were amped. We were just pumped.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yeah, we're going to do the next one. And then like the next weekend came and I was just like flat on my floor, just like, just all my energy was done. And I just realized, you know what? I need to, even though I would love to keep going right now because of the momentum, you could feel the energy pushing us forward. I was just exhausted. Ooh. So what do you do? What do you do when, like, that's a question that I have just there.
And you've already hit on something that you didn't know you hit on, okay? Because when you talk about momentum, you can have momentum in a certain particular part of your life, and another part of your life, there is no movement. And when it comes to health, the momentum of health from that moment of healthy eating, healthy living, to all those different things, and then you maybe go a little bit too hard, you overexhaust yourself, and so other parts of your life are thriving. And that happens a lot of times in the corporate workplace, where people are like, they're killing it in the corporate world, but their personal life, their health, there is no movement there. There is no momentum there because there's no focus there, because there's no balance there. So how do we create a balanced moment to have balanced momentum? And that is the question that everyone deals with. And what you were experiencing, yeah, we had momentum going into this podcast, but it's like, but Natasha needed to have some momentum in her health. Let me just rest a moment. I need to have momentum with rest. I need to have momentum with silence. I need to have momentum with peace. So I'm going to redirect my momentum energy so I can build up this certain level, and we're going to balance things out because that's how it works.
Woo! Come on. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I never heard of this term. Okay. Sorry for anybody whose eardrums I split with my, my yelling whoop, but this is exciting because I would have never placed the ideas or thoughts together of balance and momentum.
Mm.
That would never have like crossed my mind to like bring those two together, but it makes perfect sense in terms of where you place your focus is where it's going to get the most energy and where it's going to be the most positive in the movement. I'm trying to find the words for it, but you said all of it. I mean, you said all of it. And that was it. Like I did. I needed a momentum of my rest.
Yeah.
My rest wasn't in a momentum. I was just going. And I just was like, no, I need to pause. I need to sit down. I need to have 15 minutes of meditation for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we have these extreme moments of positivity, of those type of things. But to live in that and to exist at that level, you have to figure out how you can balance that out. If you go into the gym every single day, you're eating right and all those different things, and then all your free time is at the gym, then what is being neglected? Maybe your social life. Maybe your friends aren't seeing you as much. Maybe your family's not seeing you as much. You have to just readjust. And it is okay to readjust your momentum because it's yours.